Parts of Long Island are now under yellow zone restrictions in order to curb the spread of the coronavirus.
You have local control up to 3%. When 3% happens, the state law takes over.
New restrictions are coming for Great Neck, Massapequa Park, Hampton Bays, and Riverhead. Each of those communities has a 7-day positive COVID-19 test rate above 3%. Those Long Island communities are required to limit mass gatherings to 25 people and cap religious gatherings to 50%. Schools that test at least 20% of their staff may still hold in-person classes if the district chooses. Businesses, for now, are still open. Cuomo also criticized New York sheriffs, including Suffolk County Sheriff Errol Toulon. Cuomo wants them to enforce Thanksgiving guidelines that limit guests to 10 people. Critics of that law say that the state shouldn't control what happens inside private homes, even though, according to Cuomo, the state already does that for domestic violence, illegal drugs, and many other violations. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut and New York region. Coming up, body cameras come to Nassau, Native American history may come to Connecticut, and the failed influence of the PBA. I'm Charles Lane. Nassau County lawmakers approved a new labor contract that gives 2% raises to police sergeants, detectives, and captains. Also, for the first time, it makes some cops wear body cameras. Although common in the rest of the country, adoption of body cameras has been slow on Long Island, in part because police unions want extra money for it. Last week, County Executive Laura Curran agreed to a new 8.5-year contract with the county's Superior Officers Association that gives cops who wear body cameras an extra $300 a month. Lawmakers who voted no on this new contract did so because they are concerned that it will prevent future reforms. Right now, both Suffolk and Nassau are undergoing a state-ordered review of policing. That process isn't expected to be complete until early next year. Celia Bino is a Democrat from Newcastle.
This is wonderful that body cameras is actually in this contract, but my concern is that we're silencing the voices of the community stakeholders who are hard at work, working with this county administration along with the police commissioner to effect some further reforms.
Nassau County public safety officials said that some reforms wouldn't need to go through a union contract negotiation, but they acknowledged that some may have to. A bill before the Connecticut General Assembly would make teaching Native American history mandatory in the state's public schools. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
State Senator Kathy Austin proposed the bill. Austin's district includes the tribal lands of both the Mohegan and the Mashantucket Pequot, the state's two federally recognized tribes.
It has not been widely recognized that Connecticut had already had settled Native American tribes who were the first people of our state. They had trade policies and they had politics. They had environmental policies and they had spirituality.
Representatives from the Mashantucket Pequot and Mohegan endorsed the bill, along with three other Native American tribes in the state. Austin proposed a similar bill last year before the legislative session was cut short due to the coronavirus pandemic. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Coming up, reformers are bitter and emboldened by the PBA's limited influence in the 2020 election. But first, these headlines. The 7-day positive COVID-19 test rate in Connecticut increased to 6%, according to data released by the state. Connecticut Congressman Joe Courtney has tested positive for the coronavirus. He is in quarantine and experiencing mild symptoms. Several teacher unions in Connecticut have called for all schools in the state to move remote after Thanksgiving. They say the state guidance should require hybrid or remote learning in red zones. Yet many schools continue with in-person classes. Also, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo received an International Emmy Founders Award to recognize the use of his daily televised briefing to inform people of the latest coronavirus updates at the peak of the state's outbreak in the spring. The MTA says that the new positive train control system is operational on 98% of the Long Island Railroad, 6 weeks ahead of deadline. The Federal Railroad Administration required the crash prevention technology. The LIRR was granted extensions twice. All of Metro North trains on Harlem, Hudson, and the Danbury Branch are operating under positive train control. On the New Haven Line and the New Canaan Branch, positive train control is expected to start at the end of the month. The U.S. Navy has released plans to clean up the miles-long, toxic Bethpage plume of chemicals traveling slowly underground towards the Great South Bay. The Navy says it will install up to 4 new extraction wells along the Southern State Parkway and build 2 water treatment plants to capture the pollution. Federal officials and environmentalists have pushed the Navy for decades to remediate the toxic chemicals that leaked into groundwater from an old Grumman fighter jet manufacturing facility. Police and law and order groups spent aggressively this year to vote out several New York Democrats. Their efforts mostly failed, which has state Democrats bitter and reform groups emboldened. In politically moderate areas outside of New York City this summer, police were angry.
Outrage! It's an outrage!
At one rally in Smithtown, Long Island, Vice President of the Suffolk County Police Benevolent Association, Louis Civello, paced back and forth with a microphone.
The cowards! The elected cowards that we have in the New York State Senate.
All of New York's police unions were motivated this year. They pooled their money and targeted more than $1 million to attack several vulnerable state senators. The ads criticized a bill that eliminated cash bail for low-level offenders. They were also angry at a series of laws passed after the murder of George Floyd that banned chokeholds and repealed what's called 50A, which technically allows police misconduct records to be unsealed.
New York's crime wave is no accident. State Senator Kevin Thomas voted for it.
This message was amplified by a separate group, Safe Together New York, which spent nearly $5 million to target the same Democrats, one of whom is Kevin Thomas from Nassau County.
I'm seeing the slime that they're slinging on you, and it's just disgusting, and I find it racist.
Thomas won his reelection, as did Jim Gorin and Andrew Gonardis, Democrats who took criticism from the police and Safer Together New York. This has Democrats feeling emboldened about future legislation.
And I have no regrets in voting for the repeal of 50A, and there's going to be more coming, given everything that's been happening with the police and with the community out there.
Thomas and other Democrats say the PBAs in New York burned their bridges in Albany. The PBAs, however, say those bridges were already burned by the progressive anti-police agenda. Suffolk, Nassau, and New York City's PBAs all declined interviews. The city PBA did offer a statement that called their campaign a success because their goal was to send a message. That message was received by some voters. State Senator Monica Martinez lost her race, and several Democrats lost congressional bids thanks to the PBAs. Russ Schrieffer is a political consultant for Andrew Garbarino on Long Island's 2nd Congressional District.
By the PBA coming out early and very vocally and very visibly in support of Andrew's candidacy, it really helped us frame the race.
Police reform groups, however, aren't focused on federal or even state reforms.
We're not looking to reform anymore. we're looking to defund.
Kendra Cornejo is an organizer with Make the Road New York. Their focus is on local police departments, which might be a tough sell in moderate places like Long Island. Nassau County's legislature has largely been supportive of police unions. Rob Calarco is a Democrat and presiding officer of the Suffolk County Legislature.
I think that most of my colleagues in the legislature have always been supporters of the police department. And for that matter, we've always, for the most part, enjoyed the support of law enforcement unions.
Calarco says that hasn't stopped him from making reforms that he says the PBA doesn't like. But, he says, any changes will be done in dialogue with the PBA. For the latest news from the Long Island and Connecticut region, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. I'm Charles Lane. We'll be back tomorrow.